Okay, so you just heard Beyonce's Get Me Bodied, and then Vince Staples' Rain Come Down was that last song we just heard. Our show is coming to a close, and we just want to say that this is DJ Skeet, and
this is DJ Scoop.
Yep, on our show Slay Butter, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. It's Tufts Freeform Radio. And we're going to close out with maybe one more middle school classic.
Ah, yes.
It's a really nice Carrie Hilson. I hope you enjoy it. And we'll be back in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks.
Not next
time.
Sunday. The Sunday after that. We'll be back here. So be sure to listen then. Okay.
All right, this is It's All About Perspective with Remy and DJ Sweet. We're so unprepared this time. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Let's go right in.
I wanna hate you, 'cause I still love you, and it's weighing on my chest. We keep our bodies tied together to ignore what's coming next. I was driving you home in the middle of the night, but I couldn't bring myself to say goodbye. I was driving you home in the middle of the night, and there's no good way, yeah, there's no good way.
All right, you just heard Chasing Fire by Lau, followed by Slender Body's remix, originally by Niall Horan, On the Loose.
Yeah.
I mean, should we... I feel like we kind of... And by we, I mean I kind of rushed through that intro there.
A little bit. That's okay, though.
Yeah. These things happen.
Everyone's entitled to a rush every once in a while. Usually you're spot on with it, so...
I know. I'm uncomfortable with myself.
Okay, we'll just shake it out.
Okay. Oh.
Don't shake it out that much.
Yeah, don't shake it out to shake everything. Yeah. All right, well, Remy.
What's up, Dylan?
Two things I want to talk about today. One,
nice.
One is a music video trilogy that Panic at the Disco has put on.
Recently?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not a huge Panic at the Disco listener.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome. But I would love to talk about it.
We will.
With you.
And we will.
Great.
We absolutely will.
I would love to do
also,
that.
Also, I like when people say also. Talk about A Quiet Place, which I went to see.
I really want to see it.
You should see it.
Yet.
You should see it. It was amazing, and we'll talk about that in a hot sec.
Fantastic.
All right. Thank you.
can feel your heart beating when I touch your nose. Try to give you rhyme or reason, but I gotta go. Don't look at me so defeated, you know it breaks my soul. I still feel your heart beating when I'm on the
You just heard True Colors by Zedd, followed by Good Morning Goodbye by Friendship. Not Friendship. Another one of these shenanigans. Friendship. Followed by Beautiful Now by John Bellion. And so that was,
That was a John Bellion song?
Well, no, it's not a John Bellion song. Okay, that's why I'm going to ask you this. Because I was also, it's technically by Zedd as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the question for you. Because I try to not play, like, maybe too many songs from the same person in the same hour, you know?
Yeah.
I like to spread it out a little bit. Even though people listen to albums, that's weird, actually, now that I think about it. Because people listen to albums, you know, and that's the same person. But we don't, because it's give people a different flavor, you know? But with a producer, because Zedd's a producer more.
Yeah.
I feel like listening to an album, you definitely still have the same, it's definitely like similar song sense of like the dun dun dun, you know, that bumping. Mm-hmm. But it's different people on each track because he's just he's a producer.
Right, so he's a different vocalist on each
track. Yeah, so I feel like I have another song actually that's like also he produces a ton of songs. I have another song that's produced by him that we're going to play this week. So I feel like it's similar, but also we're not. I'm sticking to my guns of playing like maybe one song per artist.
So you're saying you get like you get the variety
I'm giving myself a pass.
You're almost having your cake and eating it too, sort of almost. If you see what I'm saying.
So like, I never liked that saying.
Well, sorry, my bad.
What do you mean I can?
You don't like cake? Well, because it's like you want
to. Me,
you want to play
the cake is eating it. So
that's the point.
That's redundant.
That's the point. You want to play both songs by the same artist, and you want to have variety, and this allows you to do both.
Yes. Yes.
That's having your cake and eating it too, sort of, maybe, almost.
Can we say like that's having cake and cookie cake instead?
No.
Oh.
Because that's dumb.
I'll come up with something. All right, Remy. Well, this is your time slot.
Oh, wait, we're doing this right now?
I mean, would you like a little more time?
I actually would like a little more time.
Okay.
Yes.
We'll give you a little more time.
Thanks.
All right. So we'll listen to our next three songs.
Great.
Actually, Remy, I wanted to ask you something first.
What is that?
So we just ate at some Indian with.
We did. We can actually explain. We went out.
Yes.
With our friend Ross and his dad, and he took us to this Indian place in Harvard Square, which was really nice. I don't remember the name or anything.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't remember it either.
But it was really good. So thanks.
Great story.
Thanks, Jordan. Right.
Jordan. Yeah, he said to call. That's something that I think we should say. I like because we're getting to that age now where. When we meet someone's parents that's new, like, to us, like, it's we just met them, they are saying to call them by their first name.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we're also kind of not, like, real people yet. We're still in college and, like, youngins.
Yeah.
So, I also want to give that respect and do the Mr. thing. So, we are in that weird zone.
Yeah,
it's and tough. He did clear it up.
He did.
And he said Jordan, so thank you, Jordan. Now we're going to play the three songs.
a movie to where we dress alike on purpose. But lately we're not feeling groovy, I could use the best advice, I'm nervous. So put down that phone for a minute, cause I got more loving in me, yeah. It's crazy we're in this position, we used to be the ones they envy. Something drove us insane, maybe we were faking, faking. Something's pulled at our veins, now we're stumbling, vacant, vacant, bleeding out. What the hell happened to us? What the hell happened to us? Yeah. We never had any fuss, we never had any fuss. We were up, now we're down, we were loud, and now there's no sound. Like, what the hell happened to us? What the hell happened to us? You're like a Scorsese film, the way you try to murder these good fellas. I can't help but assume that somebody on the side, and I'm too jealous. So put down that damn phone for 2 seconds, I got some yelling to do. Feels like I'm locked in my own cell, this whole time the felon's been you. Something drove us insane, maybe we were faking, faking. We never had any fuss. We were up, now we're down. We were loud and now there's no sound. Like, what the hell happened to us? What the hell happened to us? Yeah.
Trust me, baby, I'm not having fun. This isn't us, I'm getting lonely. You're always saying that you're sorry, then you act like you don't want me. Why would you tell me that you are in love? Up on the shelf and I'm collecting dust.
What the hell happened to us? What the hell happened to us? Yeah, we never had any fuss. We never had any fuss. We were up, now we're down.
Saturday night.
I pray for the wicked, all the
That was What the Hell Happened to Us by Quinn 92 and Kaylee Morg, followed by Say Amen by sorry Remy. Remy's having some set was stretching over here. Say Amen by Panic at the Disco, followed by I Wanna
wait,
Know.
Wait, don't you mean
by,
panic?
I mean Panic at the Disco. And I Wanna Know by NOTD and B Miller. This is what I wanted to talk about was this Say Amen. The music, first of all, the music video is pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
But what's cool is, so he has three songs. Well, he has a lot of songs, but mm-hmm. these three songs in particular. He had this one song that it started with, "This is Gospel."
That's a good song.
That's a great song.
Yeah.
So he had that music video, right?
Uh-huh.
Then he had a song called Emperor's New Clothes.
Cool.
And that
great children's book. Do you not know the book?
No.
Oh, well, I can't explain
that. Sounds like Emperor's New Groove.
No. Emperor's New Clothes. I'm pretty sure that's a thing that I remember reading that was really good.
I have no idea.
Well, look it up.
Okay.
Anyway.
So he has a song, then Emperor. So that came out, I think This Is Gospel came out 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Emperor's New Clothes, I'm pretty sure, came out 2015 or something like that. And that was a sequel to This Is Gospel. The music video was a sequel to that.
Okay.
Now he came out with this, Say Amen, and it's a prequel to This Is Gospel.
Wow.
In 2018.
Yeah.
I just feel like that's really cool.
That is pretty cool. What is the story that it's telling? Are they like
they're not
narrative sequels and prequels?
Kind of.
Conceptual?
Kind of.
So they tell a story?
They tell a little story.
Okay.
I mean,
just
like
thematically.
The
related.
First in This Is Gospel, it's him like in the hospital and he like dies in the hospital basically.
Fun.
And then in Emperor's New Clothes, he's like he like goes into like where I guess, you know, whether you go to heaven or hell, and then he gets dropped down and changes into like a demon angel.
Also fun.
And then in the first one, they show how he got to the hospital, the prequel, which just came out. So I think that's really cool.
I think
also,
that's pretty cool too.
Do you think when people do those things that they plan that from the start? Or they just see that it works, or they write it so that it works.
How far apart were these sequels, and how far apart were
the first
songs?
Song came out 2013. The most recent one, which came out after the sequel, and it's a prequel, is 2018. So that's 5 years
later.
What
was the middle one?
The middle one came out like 2015.
I mean, it's certainly possible, but I feel like if you write songs that far apart,
yeah.
But
it's the same thing of like.
It might not be the case.
Did J.K. Rowling write knowing from the start that like some of these plot twists, or does she as she's writing realizes that these plot twists make sense and work?
Yeah, that's actually something we kind of talked about with Ross's dad, who is a writer.
Yeah. Oh my god, I should have asked him that.
I was thinking that we could have asked him. I mean, because like we talked a little bit about, because he likes to plan everything out, and he said some writers like to do like a fair amount of exploration on the page, which is kind of what I like to do. Not that I'm.
You like to outline?
No, I don't like to outline. I like to sit down and let it things like
let it simmer.
Yeah, and come to me spontaneously.
Okay.
We should tweet at J.K. Rowling.
tweet at her.
Yo,
did you plan everything, or did
come
you just
now.
See that it works and then you and that? Yeah, you get what I mean.
Yes.
All right. Well, here's your time slot.
Okay, so I haven't done a song in a while, so I wanted to come back to do something a little bit different.
And give us a strum.
Ooh.
There we go.
That's pretty loud. So I wanted to come back and do something a little bit different. And so I'm doing a song called Rich White Girls by Mansions.
Okay.
Mansions is a duo made up of Mike Posner and another artist called Black Bear, I think is his name.
I like that.
Yeah, so a bunch of names.
It's not as good as DJ Sweet Fig, but...
Well, can anything ever be?
No.
Anyway, so what I did was I've gotten kind of bored of just playing the guitar and accompanying myself because it doesn't sound as good, but I also don't have access to a band or anything. So what I did was I created a couple of loops on my computer guitar and drums. So then I'm essentially just going to be looping that and singing over it and then doing a little bit of guitar live right now, supplemental.
Yeah.
Most of it's actually just a loop.
I'm excited.
So hopefully this works out. I threw this together in the 10 minutes before I got here.
Okay.
So
you shouldn't have said that.
No, but I wanted. Okay, maybe not. But I just wanted to, everyone know. I don't have a lot of experience doing this, so we're trying it out. It's going to be an experiment together.
Okay. Yeah, I'm excited.
And it's going to sound good.
Okay. Yeah. Because if it works too, 10 minutes before, you're a genius. You're a musical genius.
Exactly.
Well, I believe.
Maybe I'm already that anyway. You don't know.
You are a musical genius.
Oh, thanks, Dylan. All right.
All right, Remy.
Here we go. All right. One sec.
The stage is yours, Remy.
Yeah.
And you're letting it fall.
All right, we're ready.
Okay.
Here we go. Rich
white girls. All I'm doing is wasting my time chasing rich white girls. All I do is pushing they whine. So tell me, what could I give you that your daddy can't give you? Baby, what could I give to a rich white girl? They only love me when I pay them no mind. Your purses, your girlfriends, your love of hurting me. My new car, my new house, my insecurities. You kiss me as if it's a favor done for me, oh. Dating a man like me is just a change in scenery. Cause you never learn what it's like to treat someone decently. You're just a rich white girl. And all I'm doing is wasting my time chasing rich white girls. All I do is push in their wine. So tell me, what could I give you that your daddy can't give you? Baby, what could I give to a rich white girl? They only love me when I pay them no mind. I thought that the last tour would help me feel the hole. And then came the income, outcome, I'm still alone. So now I'm just trying to distract myself with you, oh, oh. And you were born inside a castle next to the sea. So how you gonna wake up in a hotel room next to me? Rich white girls. And all I'm doing is wasting my time chasing rich white girls. All I do is and they whine. Tell me, what could I give you that your daddy can't give you? Baby, what could I give? Oh, tell me, what could I give you that your daddy can't give you? Baby, what could I give? Tell me, what could I give?
Thanks, Dylan.
That was cool. That worked. That absolutely worked.
Yeah, it did work.
Musical genius.
Yes. I will accept the applause.
That was lovely.
Thanks, man.
Remy.
Now, what's up?
This could be the time. I think this is the time for my impassioned speech about, not my impassioned speech, but A Quiet Place.
Okay, yeah.
I really, really want to talk about
it. Tell me everything without spoiling anything.
I'm not going to tell you anything about the movie.
Okay, cool.
But,
great.
So, this is something I realized while... So, I had a thought, because I'm making a short film for this semester, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I learned something after I started filming. I realized something, and then it was confirmed by A Quiet Place. And tell me if you understand what I'm about to say.
Okay.
So... When I wrote the screenplay for our short film, I was happy with it and I wrote it like a film and everything. But then I was disappointed because I couldn't do anything kind of cool with the camera or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
The Quiet Place is awesome because it was clearly written with filming in mind.
Okay.
Do
you want to explain a little bit what that means for people who are not
with filming in mind?
Yeah.
Yeah. So just it was clearly written with the intent of to mess with the sound in a certain way, mm-hmm. to mess with the framing in mind. It was clearly written with all that in mind. I think I wrote my short film as like a I saw the scene, but I didn't film it with that in mind. Like, you need to write it so that you can then do things. You shouldn't write it and then figure out what things to do with the camera. You should write it so that the writing enables you to do creative things with the camera, not you have the script and then you just do and then you figure it out afterward.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it was clearly written that way, and I was like, that's awesome. Also, film suspense from start to finish. Okay. I don't care if people don't like horror movies. I guess it's thrown in that genre because it has these like scares, but like, it's really not, because it has like a plot and everything. And
you're saying horror movies don't have plots?
Yes. Yes.
That is totally incorrect. As someone who's in a class about horror films right now, I can tell you.
But that's you're in a class about the good horror films. Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't exactly say that, but I mean, you can't define a genre by the lowest common denominator, right? Yeah. You can't take a genre here's all the bad films, and this is a characteristic they all have in common, so let's say all horror films have
I think
that.
There's a lot of horror movies that fall flat because it's just, like, they just, like, throw in a monster and some jump scares, and then it's like a horror movie.
Yeah, but also, then it's just a bad movie, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think that's indicative of all horror films.
Yeah. No, but this was, like, that and Get Out, I think, are showing that the horror has more to offer than just jump scares. Yes.
Nice.
So, please, like, everyone should see it. I want I was like, suspense from start to finish. I don't get jump scared very often, and he got me twice. I was like, he got me.
Yeah.
And the kid I saw it with, he jumped so much. I would jump because he jumped.
Yeah.
And he'd scare me.
I actually have a friend like that too, that jumps and then makes other people jump.
Yeah.
I think it's also worth pointing out that the, you know, star and director and producer is John Krasinski, who we love.
I love
from The
him
Office.
And Emily Blunt. I love
Emily Blunt, his wife.
But what I said at the end is, I was like, I want John Krasinski to make so much money off of this movie. Like,
yeah,
he just deserves to. Directing, producing, acting in it, and like co-writing.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of stuff.
That's
And I didn't know he was that multi-talented.
You know,
that he could do all that stuff.
There's also, it made me feel bad about my film a little bit, as I'm like, wow, mine is going to be so bad. But also, like, I'm learning it, you know, he's been in the industry.
Exactly.
And also the difference is, we do it from start to finish. Like, he's got people, I think, you know, that, like, know. Like, he's got an expert at, like, editing, and we kind of got to do it all and all that. So, but it was great. It was really good. I love John Krasinski. I hope he makes more movies, because that was really good.
One last thing to point out. I think someone else tagged me in this post about how a lot of John Krasinski's humor on The Office as Jim was not talking and just like facial expressions and his looks at the camera and stuff, and that was almost like it was preparing him for A Quiet Place, in which there's talking. And it's all about those visual aspects.
But he definitely doesn't play Jim in the movie, which I'm happy about.
It wasn't a total this is exactly what happened here and there. It's kind of just an interesting analogy that a lot of his humor on The Office was
the
visual
reactions,
based.
Yeah.
And then he does essentially silent film as like his first big directing. And
I hope people, like, I hate when people say if a actor plays the same character in every single movie, I get it. But if they don't, and you still say, like, if you say I can only see Steve Carell as Michael Scott, he doesn't play the same character in everything. You know, he doesn't just play himself. He plays it. I think you're punishing the actor for doing a good job.
Oh, interesting.
By saying that.
Yeah. I see what you mean. So would someone who plays the same role in everything be kind of like, sort of like Dwayne The Rock Johnson, sort of? Like, he kind
of
plays the same.
Sort of, yeah.
No hate to him. I love him.
Yeah,
I
love
fantastic,
him too.
But he kind of has the same character in every movie.
Yeah, but he doesn't have an iconic thing.
Oh, so you think there has to be an iconic.
Like, Matt LeBlanc is like, if he, I don't know what he's done since, but like, a lot of people are like, I can only see him as Joey. I don't think he's done a lot different than being Joey.
Right. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Do you wanna, we'll play a song.
Let's play a song. Pick out
a nice second.
PSA.
Yeah.
We carry
Well, that song comes to an abrupt end.
But yeah, like no fade out, no slow down. It's kind of like 1 minute we're just having music, 1 minute, no music.
That's another song. Everyone should check out the music video. That's a cool music video.
You tell them the name of the song.
Oh, yes, I can't believe I didn't say that. It's, wow, I'm blanking. May I Have This Dance?
May I Have This Dance.
By Francis Lights, and Chance the Rapper is in it.
Yeah, he's in there too.
Give us
for a quick PSA.
Yeah.
Go green with rechargeable batteries. If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH batteries last...
I interrupted you. As opposed to what?
What do you mean as
It says to? That accept them, as opposed to the ones that don't accept them?
I don't know.
I'm just saying. I'm critiquing it.
Today's NIMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger don't cost very much to begin with anymore, and isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go out to the store and buy new ones anyway? I feel like there are too many anyways and anymores in that sentence, but that doesn't matter. But
we're critiquing the grammar of the sentence.
To an interesting point, because I was helping Dylan with his film, and I was doing the sound, and the sound capturing device, the Tascam, eats through batteries at an unprecedented rate.
It's frustrating. You have to really prepare. Like,
yeah, and so I saw this, and I thought about that, because we kept having to change batteries, and it was scary, because we didn't want to lose the sound. Anyway,
yeah,
that's all I had to say about that. All
right.
Batteries are cool, but... save the environment too.
Yeah,
it's the gist of that.
All right, you wanna? We got time for one more song, and because it's the last, we're down to the last 5 minutes. How does it? How?
I don't know. Maybe we're in some sort of time warp.
Remy, you do help the time go by. Because when I had that one time, or when I got back from spring break,
right.
Where I did it alone again, and it does go by much faster with you here, man.
Yeah, I mean, thanks. Appreciate that.
Wait, bring the mic up so people can hear. We're about... Yeah.
We even got more of the clang than the high five.
Yeah, we got the clang than the high five. If I just clapped in front of the mic...
They don't know.
For all they know, that could be our high five. Except they know it's us and we actually would high five.
That is correct.
All right, well, thank you so much for listening in, everyone.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
The show has been It's All About Perspective. I've been DJ Sweet Fig.
I've been Remy.
We're going to work on it. We got to get something, man, for you. We'll see you all next week. Remy, you're supposed to hit there.
Woo!
Okay.